All right. Well, welcome to a special episode of the Viking Press Pass. Joining me today are all six seniors from the softball team. So we have Kennedy, Megan, Anna, Allie, Hannah, and Rose. So, ladies, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is the first I've done for like a multicast. So we're going to see how this goes. So, you know, we're all going to be super successful or we're all going to go down with the ship. I think it's going to be, you know, the former more than the latter. So, but no, I'm super excited. You know, the season's been awesome this year. You know, it's been a ton of fun to watch, you know, how successful this team has been. You know, really mirrored a lot of success from last year that, you know, that you've built on. So let's talk just a little bit about the season. So, let's start with Kennedy. So, you know, this year Vikings were 26-12, 12-4 in the conference, you know, now in back-to-back years, the Vikings have been the number two seed heading into the conference tournament. You know, but as you've reflected a little bit, maybe on this season, why has it been so successful so far?
I honestly think, and I think I speak for everyone on this, that we all have such a great bond on the team. Like, there's no drama. There's nothing going on behind the scenes when we're playing. We all click together really well. The energy in the dugout is always just firing, whether who's playing or who's not. And it's just that team camaraderie we've been able to build between the sophomore, junior, senior class that have played together for a year or more. And then just having these freshmen come in, they were super awesome. I hope we were really welcoming to them because they seem to like us. We love them. But I honestly think it's the team camaraderie and we're all working towards the same goal. And we all have such a drive and ambition and love for the sport and program. And so when you have something you're all kind of aiming for, everything just clicks.
Yeah, and you know, and you talked a little bit just about, you know, you've kind of been building this culture up, and you know, at the beginning of the year, like, you know, how did you come in going from a junior, you know, to the senior class, and this can really be open for anyone as well. You know, how did you just really set the tone as a senior around like what the expectations are? You know, really kind of limiting some of that drama, just all that good stuff. You know, how did you really kind of set the tone and the expectation coming into your senior year?
Well, I think that we had really strong leaders last year that were great examples of what I wanted to be as a leader. And I kind of just, I talked to a few of our senior leaders last year over the summer, kind of like seeing how they led and like any advice they could give me and just kind of relying on older teammates from last year and then kind of just carrying that into the season, knowing kind of the expectations we had, what we wanted the team culture to be like. I think it all kind of just like fit right in together. Like there wasn't anything we really had to do. Everything just kind of, it was like just melted together.
And that's awesome. I mean, especially, you know, as you're going into, you know, the second year, you know, with Coach Nelson and his staff, you know, so you really kind of had 1 year to, you know, learn a little bit about how, you know, he was kind of setting things up, you know, as a coach, you know, but also, you know, just being able to kind of set the tone, you know, that you ladies wanted for this team. You know, I mean, regardless, you know, you're the seniors on the team and you're looked up to for leadership, both on and I think off the field. So, you know, I think this year really reflects, you know, the leadership that, you know, you six have, you know, brought to the team and really just a good kind of culmination of all the good stuff, you know, and all your careers kind of coming together this year. So it's been pretty darn awesome to watch. Now Rose, let's kick it to you a little bit. So, you know, as I was prepping for this, you know, obviously the Vikings lost, you know, Nadia Ranieri last year, you know, cause obviously she graduated. You know, she was the, you know, last year she was the pitcher of the year for the conference. And I was thinking a little bit about, you know, you as a pitcher yourself, like, how do you feel like this bullpen has really kind of stepped up and filled that void, with her departing.
So I think Nadia was a big part in our pitching staff, where it comes from she's able to really dominate on the mound. And I think it just really helped how Lauren, from her freshman year up until now, has also been really dominating on the mound. And just her confidence and her being able to go up there and, how do I say, go up there and take charge and know what she's doing. And so with Nadia gone, we miss her.
She didn't
But
have a fifth year. I
Evan,
mean, she couldn't come back. Like,
we tried. Trust me. But having Lauren and then having Mikaelin step up too was a really, really big key in this year's success. And then as I'm starting to get into more of as the closing role for both of the pitchers, I think it just also helps all of us are able to step up and take charge, and we understand the game really well, and we understand how our pitches work, and we're able to communicate with our catcher as well. I think all that chemistry that we have with just the catchers and the pitchers in general have been really successful in our season, and just also helping guide the freshman pitchers as well. Yeah, I think just having those key factors are really helpful, especially with how Kennedy was saying, our team chemistry and all. I think those have been really beneficial. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what about with Coach, Fisher, on the staff as well? I mean, I know he's well known in the area. I know a lot of other folks he's kind of coached, offline, through lessons and some of that stuff. Like, how's it been just adding him to the staff and kind of working with him, for, all the pitchers in the bullpen?
I think he's been really beneficial for us. He's very welcoming. He understands how your pitches work, and if you have an off day, he truly understands. Pitchers do have their off days, and even for me and Lauren and Nadia, when we first were going to him, it was very different from before, but it was very comforting to know he's very understanding. And he took the time to get to know us and how our pitches worked, which was very, very thankful for him. And he took the time out of his day to really make sure he got to all the pitchers. And I think him being our pitching coach this year also really helped our freshman pitchers coming in, because they're very not confident or very curious on how things were working for them. And I think he really helped them boost up their confidence, and I think he's going to help them a lot in the next coming years for them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big jump from, high school travel ball, to collegiate softball. Like, it's a pretty big jump, and I think a lot of people overthink that because one, they think it's Division III. But it's like that's a significant leap. And you're playing, I was just talking about this last night after the men's doubleheader with some of the parents. It's I think the statistic is something like 3% of all high school athletes go on to play college ball. So you think about travel ball, right? There's a lot of good players. Usually the high schools have, maybe, two or three really good players, but college softball is the team of all the best players from those schools. I think it's been, just tremendous what they've done on the mound this year and how successful everyone has been. And I was thinking a little bit about the batting side of things. We'll jump to, Anna here. So the Vikings, ended the regular season, number two in batting, with a .345 batting average. Now you yourself are currently at a .345, ironically. But what do you think has really contributed both to not only just your consistency, but like the team's consistency at the plate this season?
I definitely believe we put so much work in during the off season to get prepared for this season. So like we would do hit and gets, even like when our coach wasn't allowed to be there, we would be doing senior led practices where we get those reps in and doing a bunch of different hitting drills. So that was our way of getting prepared for this season. And then also we always just have a good mentality when we're going up to the plate. It's really important to know what pitcher you're going against and what they're throwing and what approach you're going to have. So like we'll sometimes tell ourselves, hey, we need to have a more patient at bat, or this at bat we need to be more aggressive because this pitcher is throwing first pitch strikes. So it's definitely, we did a bunch of work in the off season to get prepared, and then now we're facing more the mental side and getting our minds prepared to going up to bat.
Yeah. I mean, as you think about, going into the conference tournament, like, what do you feel like is going to be even more important, for you to put focus on and for the team to focus, on as you go in? 'Cause now you're playing, the top teams in the CCIW. You have a first round bye. That's awesome. But then you're going to end up playing, the winner of what's it, Milliken and Wheaton, I believe. So, how more important, is it now kind of going in to have, not just consistency, at the bat, but just keeping, focused that you're not chasing too far, not trying to overreach and make a play, when, a single would, do it, but if you stretch a double, you're going to get thrown out, type of thing. Kind of going outside your comfort zone. Like, how important is that going to be, as you head out, on Thursday?
Yeah, no, it's going to be really important. I feel like the why we had so much success this year is taking it one game at a time and playing the game that we know how to play. So it's really important not to lose that of what we have. If we keep playing the game that we know how to play, then we're going to have that success. If we get nervous or if we don't trust in ourselves or our teammates, then we're not going to have the success that we've been having. So yeah, most importantly is just keep doing what we've been doing and not changing it, because one thing that Coach John always tells us is to never play down to an opponent. And I feel like we've been doing that all this year. So even though we are number two, we need to be looking at every single person in this conference like that they are the number one seed or that they are the best team that we're going to be playing. So just taking it one game at a time and never underestimating the teams that we're going against.
Absolutely. Now, Allie, let's jump to you. And I'll flash a photo here. So again, it's just a photo of you six. So but thinking back to this senior day, you secured the sweep over North Park. You got the framed jersey, which I think those are super cool. And Allie, I see, yours is already on the family wall of fame. I saw that posted. So yes, your dad follows me, so he likes about everything I do. So I got to creep on that a little bit. But what, did that day mean to you? And then, then we can kind of open it up to the group around, what it maybe, personally kind of meant to you that day.
Well, this was like the one day that I've been preparing for like all season. So I've torn my ACL twice, and so I never really had a playing season. And so when I talked to my PT, I was like, this is the day that I want to prepare for. This is the at bat that like I just want an at bat, even if I don't have to don't aren't able to go into the field, like that's okay. And so that day I was really anxious because I knew like this was like the day, but also very emotional. And I think I can also speak for the other seniors, like there were a lot of tears shed, but also we knew that like we had business to be done. And just like everyone is saying, like we had to prepare. And luckily we did come up with that sweep. And so after getting business done and winning those games, then we could actually like celebrate with each other and like celebrate everything that we've been through the last 4 years, because we've been through a lot of ups and downs. And I'm just so proud of our girls to like that we're still here and that we love each other and we're supporting each other.
a very resilient group. I will definitely say that. I mean, what about anybody else from the group? You know, want to share a little bit about kind of what that they meant to, you know, meant to you?
Oh, say
I can
something.
Pop in.
I honestly think that day was really special, to be honest. Definitely very dreadful also, because, you know, it's like the time where everything's coming to an end. We've played this game our entire lives, and like, this is it with each other. And it is very emotional, but I agree with what Allie said. Like, we are all there for each other, and we have been through a lot with having four coaches in 4 years. It's been quite a ride. Honestly, I wouldn't change any of it. And we've stuck by each other and kept each other accountable. And, you know, we've really pushed each other in a lot of ways. And yeah, that day was just very special, having everybody there, all our family and our teammates too, just went all out with everything. And we really appreciated it a lot. So.
Yeah, Kennedy.
I was just going to say, pretty similar to what Megan said, having four coaches in 4 years was tough, especially two of them being in the same season, essentially. And for me, that day was just kind of a good moment of reflection, just realizing that, like, we never gave up. And no matter how tough it was, like, we had each other to lean on and the rest of the girls to lean on. And actually, something that made me like probably the most emotional the whole day was our team got us these engraved mini wooden bats with our name and number on it. It says senior. And on the back has this team phrase we've had, which is together we're better. And it's also on our practice jerseys. And it was just like a good reminder that even though it's coming to a close, like for the six of us, that we still have so much more to look forward to with the CCAW tournament coming up. So like everyone said, like for sure emotional, but it was a really good time of reflection and just realizing how much we've all accomplished.
Hannah, what about you? We haven't had a chance to hear from you yet. What were your thoughts kind of on that day?
Yeah, senior day was very emotional. I wasn't expecting to get as emotional as I was, because I like knew that we had a few more games to play, but just the love from the entire team, like it was more than I can imagine. I just felt so supported that day. We all like taking the field together, you know, like thinking back 4 years ago, it's crazy that how far we've come. I'm just so proud of all of us, and it was just a day for us, and it couldn't have gone any, I just thought it was like an amazing day.
Well, let's stick with you a little bit. That's a good segue, because in the last series, you know, versus Grinnell, you know, the seniors checked out of the game and went to the last lecture. And what was it like just to kind of, you know, check out that game for the last time, kind of at Carver Field?
Yeah, it was really a roller coaster that day. Us all being at, like, that was the first time that our class had ever been on the field together at the same time. Like, it was just like it felt so incredibly amazing, and I wouldn't have wished it any other way. You know, just to be honored one last time. Yeah, it was our last home game too, so that was sad. But we also have this tournament to look forward to. So I'm excited to ball out this entire week and, you know, see what we got.
Well, Anna, you were shaking your head, and we'll come back to Rosie too on that one. Or Rose. I don't want to keep saying Rosie, see? Rose. Now, so Anna, I mean, you were kind of shaking your head as Hannah was, you know, talking about that. You know, what was, you know, kind of your experience and all the emotions you felt, you know, kind of that being checked out for the last time at Carver Field?
Yeah, no, that, I don't know why, but I felt even more emotional on that day than on senior day, because I knew that we all would never play a game on that field again. And we've obviously been playing games on that field for 4 years. So when that happened, oh, I bawled like a baby. I was so distraught and I was so sad, but I also felt so much love when getting taken off that field. Like walking from right field to the dugout, it's a pretty long way. So I got to hug a bunch of people on the way and just like told them how appreciative, like how much I appreciate them and how much they made my senior season the best. And we're not done yet though. So especially like when Hannah was like, we're gonna pull out. He's right. Like, this team is so talented, and I'm so excited to see what we do in this tournament because I know we're gonna win it. Like we are. So yeah.
I like that. Let's, man, you got me excited. I'm ready to go. I would, if it wasn't my son's 10th birthday, I would try and coax them in going, you know, over to Bloomington, but my wife put a stop to that. So. Rose, what about you?
I feel like they both like took the words right out of my mouth. I feel like that was I also got very emotional too, more than senior day, just because I was kind of like in the beginning in warm-ups, I was like, oh, all right, this game's gonna get me because I balled last year, it's gonna happen again. I was like, all right, I was stable. And then once he called my name, and once I switched out with my teammate, oh, it was over. I felt so much joy in my heart when I looked around at the field. And I was like, these are my girls that have been with me this whole time. And this is the first time we're on the field together. And I wouldn't have anybody else with me on that day. I loved it so much. And just having the warmth of my teammates as I go back into the dugout and hugging every single one of them, walking through, just knowing that, like they said, this ride isn't over with, but just the last time on the field was just very touching. So it was a very like roller coaster day because we also had last lecture, which was very fun, but we're just very excited because we know we're gonna kick butt this week. And
insert asterisk. And, yes.
Yes. And we're just gonna have such a good time.
Absolutely. Well, let's stick with you, Rose. So I mean, 92 wins over the past 4 years. You know, the last 2 years, 26 wins each, you know, 12-4, you know, in back to back years. How would you describe that journey of going from 18-17, you know, 4-12 in the conference, you know, your freshman year, to now back-to-back seasons with 25 plus wins? I mean, you guys have really put the conference on notice, you know, I think even more so this year, you know, than last year. But how would you describe that journey from your freshman year to now? And going from 18-17 now to, you know, 26 wins.
I think I would describe it as like a total kind of mood shift because we like freshman year. I was like, okay, yeah, like I really like this team. Like it's okay if we don't do good. Like it's still fun. And then there's the game changer with our coaches on our sophomore year. And then that's when we started actually like, oh wow, like this is the potential we really have. Like we're actually pretty good. And then just keeping that competitiveness and just really pushing our limits the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. So especially last year and this year, knowing how much potential we actually truly have has been kind of breathtaking to watch. Seeing like just how much everybody has improved mindset and like mentally and physically, like how much stronger of a team we've gotten together and just like how much of a long ride we've gone through has really like honestly been jaw-dropping because if I were to look at myself compared to my freshman year, I would be amazed. And knowing like the talented girls that I'm with on this team, I'd be like, wow, look at these girls. They are amazing. Like, I truly loved watching these girls grow and just knowing and just being able to watch them show how talented they truly are and seeing how how much our hard work has pushed us to being second place in conference 2 years in a row, like, shows that, like, we're not a team that gives up. We keep on pushing. And that's what I love about them.
Anybody else like to add to that? I know, like, Megan, you were nodding your head. Kennedy, anything you want to add?
Sorry. I agree with Rose. I think that we've definitely come a long way since our freshman year. I think, like, going into freshman year, and, like, it was a new experience for all of us, obviously. But like Rose said, like, win or lose, it was okay because we were still having fun and enjoying the game itself. But I think over time that, like, our drive and our buy-in to, you know, like, win games was, it became a priority. And I feel like it really sparked a fire in all of us. We're like, oh shoot, like, we have a lot of potential to go beyond what we think we can do. And yeah, I think going from 4-12, I think you said, in conference our freshman year, mm-hmm. to where we are now, it's definitely a crazy full circle. Like, it, I'm impressed with all of us, and we have a lot of talent, and yeah, it's been very exciting seeing how far we've come.
Now, this can be anyone from the group, but was there, like, a point in time that you were just sitting back? It could be on a bus ride home, could be, you know, after a game, you know, you're, you know, enjoying a win, you know, with the team, that you just kind of sat back and were like, damn, we're good. Like, was there a point, you know, that you remember, like, you know, was that, like, sophomore year, that was beginning of junior year, you know, beating Stevens Point right out of the gate this year? Like, was there a point that you were just like, we're good? Like, and that confidence just kind of hit.
I can start.
Oh, right. Well, we got a lot. Let's go. We have Allie and Anna. And then was it, I don't know who else we had there. Let's do Allie and Anna first.
Okay. I think for me, this year was when I was watching everyone compete in our fall scrimmages, because that was the first time that I was able to see, like, everyone out in the field, you know, and, like, competing with each other, and then seeing, like, the freshmen and seeing, like, how they played and knowing what kind of talent that came in. So when I was watching on the sidelines, I was like, damn, we're actually going to be really good this season. And that's what got me, like, really, really hyped for, you know, the off season, like, training, and then, you know, coming into the spring season. So.
All right, Anna, you.
Yeah, no, I definitely think for me, especially for this season, was our spring break trip. I feel like we've definitely got a lot of, like, movement when we were doing that, because, like, it was just like we, like, instantly clicked. It was like, boom, this is happening. Boom, this is happening. We're performing really well. Everyone's locked in at this point, because we knew when we're coming back from spring break is when we got to, like, really lock in. Like, this is when our season officially starts. This is when we start conference play. So I feel like when I was just, like, sitting back, like, looking at, like, how we were doing on spring break, I was like, oh, we're going to be really good this season, because we're just about to enter conference tournament. We're playing like this, like, bring it on. Let's go. I'm ready. So, no, that was the moment for me, is during our spring break trip this year, when I was like, this is going to be a good season for us.
All right. What else? We have Kennedy, Megan, Hannah, Rose. I don't know who else had talked there at one point.
I think for me, my moment was, I think it was like week two of off season. We had just started our off season lifts, and just looking around, I was just, we were doing one of our lifts one day, and I was looking around, and there was not a single person on our team slacking. I mean, even Allie has been through a lot, and this girl works out harder than anyone I know. And just the, like, drive everyone had to, like, make themselves, and not only make themselves better, but knowing that when you're working hard, your team is going to see that, and it pushes them to work harder. So seeing how that all clicked again in the weight room, I was like, oh, like, the CCIW needs to watch out for us this season.
Absolutely. Well, it's so unique in it when that point comes in time different for everyone. You know, and I think it's just like anything, everybody kind of processes, you know, things a lot differently, but it just kind of highlights, you know, when and where things are important for you and when it's really kind of all comes together. You know, but I mean, you saw it at different points, you know, spring break, if you saw it, you know, in the fall, you saw, you know, working out the previous year. You know, and I think that's what's important. You know, when you think about teams that can go from being average to good and good to great, is being able to see when that change really occurs. You know, so, and it comes at some of the most unique times, which is pretty cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about life, kind of, you know, potentially after Augie, right? You know, we're not going to sell the season short here, but, you know, it is your senior season and, you know, I'd be kind of curious to hear, you know, what's going on. So we'll kind of go around and we'll start with, you know, Kennedy. So pre-law, psychology, what's next for Kennedy Williams after Augie?
Well, I'm going to take a gap year. I feel like I kind of need it between wanting to get more work experience and just, you know, break school, honestly. And then my plan is to take the LSAT in December and start applying to law schools for the fall of 2026.
Any law schools in particular you're going after?
I'm kind of in between right now. My top school right now is University of Tennessee. I love Knoxville. I love the program from what I've seen on paper. And I really enjoy the area. I've been to Knoxville multiple times. And I feel like a lot of times when you're looking at grad schools, you kind of have to like the city more than the school itself, just because grad school and undergrad is so different comparing to when you're looking at on-campus activities compared to like what you're going to be doing in grad school, which is basically just school and work. I'm also looking at a few schools in Chicago. My family's from about 45 minutes outside the city, so a little part of me wants to stay close to home. I got a younger brother who just started high school. I want to be able to support him and his sports the way he was able to and kind of forced to support me because we're so far apart. But I want to be there for him and be with my family still, but I'm also looking to start a new chapter somewhere else. So, yeah, but Tennessee is my top school, and then I'm also looking to apply to DePaul.
All right. I had a friend that went to DePaul after we graduated from Augie. So good school. So Rose and Anna, both are biology majors. So let's start with Rose. Like what, you know, what's potentially in the works for you after Augie?
So after I graduate, I plan on taking a gap year like Kennedy. I want to get some work experience in a lab. So my end goal is to get into a 2-year program. I'm still deciding on being a forensic technician or doing DNA analysis. So that's just what I want to work on this year, to just kind of gather what my interests truly go towards and really set myself up for next year in the fall so I can really understand what school I want to apply to.
I like it. So DNA, you said DNA analysis? Is that kind of what you want to go towards?
Yeah. Yeah, I really like DNA analysis after I took genetics, and I truly fell in love with it. Like, my goal this whole time was to do forensics, any type of forensics, more towards being a forensic technician, but after I took genetics, I was like, I want to work with DNA. I want to understand everything about it. And so now I'm kind of like 50-50 between. So this is why I just want to take the year to really understand which one I'm more in love with.
I like it. Anna, what about you?
Yeah, no. So after Augie, I want to become a zoologist. So in order for me to do that, I have to get work experience. So right now I'm applying for animal care specialist internships at Brookfield Zoo, hoping I get those. And I mean, if I don't, then I'm also going to look at the Shedd Aquarium because I have always loved marine biology, marine zoology. So maybe if Brookfield doesn't work out, then I'll apply there. But right now I'm just trying to get some work experience under my belt so I could actually potentially in 2 years get an actual job in that field.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool to see at Brookfield. You know, I mean, my family tried to go up there occasionally, you know, because we're just from the QC. So it'd be cool to see, you know, working with some animals up there and be like, hey, I know her. So
yeah, no, I'm excited for it. Hopefully I get it. Praying. But yeah, no, I've always had a passion towards animals and I just find them so fascinating. So I'm really excited to finally be able to jump into that field.
Well, maybe you and Rose can work together and you can bring back dinosaurs and then train them. So Jurassic Park 2027, here we go. I like it. So, you know, Megan, you're a biology major as well, but you're pre-optometry. So that's a little bit different. And you know, why optometry? And then, you know, what does next year look like for you? You know, if you're going to grad school or kind of doing a gap year, what's your plans there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got into pre-optometry, mostly because I actually have a few eye conditions myself. So I go to a neuro ophthalmologist in Chicago. So right off the bat, like I have a connection there. And then I took a human anatomy class, here at Augie, and you know, a little technical, we started talking about like cranial nerves and how they kind of fit along with the eyes and everything. And I just thought it was so cool because part of me already kind of knew a little bit about it because of the fact that I go to an eye doctor for my issues as well. So I thought that was kind of cool that I could make a connection there. That really sparked the interest originally. I actually wanted to do ophthalmology first, but I caught myself grimacing at scary eyeball videos on my feed, and I got scared, and I decided I don't think I want to do surgery. So, but yeah, I think optometry is kind of the direction I want to go in. But as for after graduation, I need to save up money to afford grad school, and I also need to take a few extra classes that I wasn't able to take here just because I was very undecided in the direction I wanted to go for a while. So I'll be taking a few classes and hopefully finding a full-time job somewhere. I have actually applied to a few lab jobs, so I'm hoping to hear back from those soon. And honestly, just kind of see where it takes me. And, you know, maybe I fall in love with lab work, and that's, you know, ultimately maybe that's what I'll do with my life, but kind of just going with the flow, applying and yeah, trying to create a path, figure it out.
What grad school are you kind of interested in? I read that Augie has, you know, like a little bit of a partnership with like Illinois College, for example. Are you looking at, you know, them potentially or some others?
Yeah, they are probably my top school right now just because it is closer to home. And yeah, actually I observed there over winter break, and they said that their school specifically looks for making sure that these students have family that live close because of how like extremely hard these classes are. So they want students to be able to have a good support system nearby. So I think Illinois College of Optometry, if and when hopefully I get accepted, that would be a good place for me to be since I have family close. But yeah, other than that, I think going away would be cool too, but definitely more expensive that way too. So it also comes down to financials, but yeah, so that's pretty much where I've looked so far.
You know, as you were talking it, when I was out in Denver, it put me back to when I had LASIK done this was probably 12 or 13 years ago now. But I remember they came out with this new automated, like robotic LASIK surgery. And I just remember, you know, A, it was a super weird feeling. But then you're blind for like 3 minutes, you know, while they do it. And so, yeah, you want to talk about like the most vulnerable you've ever been in. Have them, you know, basically perform, you know, surgery on your eye and replace your lens and all that stuff. That was the craziest feeling I think I've ever had. So, I couldn't be on the other side of it. So, so Hannah, you're business marketing and communications. You know, kind of what do you think is next in line for you?
So next in line for me is I have been just applying to jobs. I'm from around here. I went to Sherrard. So I was looking all the way in Chicago, all the way here. I was kind of willing to do anything. And marketing's kind of like a wide, there's a lot into it. It can go in so many different directions. So I did get a full-time job at the country club for their marketing.
And I think, my video for some reason is like, frozen here. So I'm going to do another input here. We'll see if I can get it to pull up, but you can still hear me. So we'll, all right, let me pause this one here. I don't know what the deal is with it, but, all right. Well, so while I'm sitting here, you can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, I'll work on this while we're still talking here. I don't know why. All right. So we're going to go to that while I fix it here. So, all right. So, let's talk with Allie. So geography, environmental studies, and GIS, like what led you to choosing, you know, that path and just kind of plans, you know, after Augie with that?
Yeah, so I came into Augie originally majoring in environmental studies, but then I had taken a class in the geography department, which was the intro to urban studies. And I really fell in love with that class, just the interactions between human and, you know, the built environment. And, you know, environmental studies and geography are very similar in that. But my advisor, Dr. Strunk, was really influential in my decision to, you know, declare my major in geography. And so I've been a nature girl kind of my entire life. So that's kind of how my interests play into that. And then GIS, which is Geographic Information Systems, is kind of using a program, a software to design maps and, you know, like trying to help people and create solutions for their problems spatially. And so for my plans after Augie, right now I have a community development internship with the city of Bettendorf for the summer. So that'll last through September. It also piques my interest because it's in urban planning. So in the future, I'm still trying to decide exactly what kind of path I want to get into. But right now I'm very interested in urban planning and local governments. So I think that this experience is really going to help, you know, shape well whatever my career is going to be in the future. So
I like it. Well, Bettendorf's a good town to do that with. I know they've had, you know, a ton of work. I mean, the Quad City continues to boom, but, you know, specifically around, you know, Bettendorf and, you know, kind of that entire area, they put so much focus into, you know, their planning here over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So that's pretty cool. You know, it's funny, when I lived in Colorado, you know, I went up to Boulder, and the guy that designed Pearl Street in Boulder is the same guy that designed Iowa City. You know, so we're all like, you know, the bars and, you know, and all the stuff that are, you know, there. Like, it was the same guy, so it literally looks the exact same. So I don't know if anybody has been, you know, up to Boulder as well as Iowa City. you literally cannot tell the difference, you know, outside of, you know, some of the, you know, the actual stores itself, but it's pretty neat to see, you know, how, you know, one person's design can be so reflective, you know, kind of all over the country. So, all right, I have a fun one here. So this is the one I didn't share with you. So I have some insider knowledge on something, and I'm supposed to ask the group, so this is an open question here. I'm supposed to ask the group about Florida your freshman year and Indiana World Tour, and you're supposed to know what that means. So who wants to share? Because I have no idea what that means.
Our freshman year, Hannah, do you want to go? Do you want me to?
No, you can go.
We started off in Florida, and we had 3-hour drive to Midway. We flew down, and it already kind of started a little rocky because we had a later flight. I want to say we landed at like what, like 11:30 Eastern time. The airport,
it was late.
Or whoever, well, it was late. Coach Kistler had used some sort of, I don't know if it was the airport's buses or vans or an independent company. They didn't have our vans, and our houses were over an hour away from the airport, and we had an 8 a.m. game.
Damn.
So we're sitting at the airport waiting. Allie actually wound up falling asleep on my lap because we're all just sitting outside. It's like 12:30 in the morning. And I think I have a video with a timestamp, and I think we all finally got to the houses at like 2:26 in the morning. And then we had to get up at like 5:45, 6 o'clock for an 8 a.m. game. I think it might have been earlier, honestly. But Florida won. It was a lot more it was our first big tournament as collegiate athletes. And, Rose, I'm sorry to do this to you, but the second to last day, we're playing UW Oshkosh, and we get to like the second inning, and it just starts downpouring. And I mean like borderline like hurricane rain. So they call the game, we're hustling the bus. I don't remember if we found out in Florida when we got home, but a bow net was lost. And I'm not pointing fingers, but it may or may not have been Rose's responsibility that trip to make sure the bow net got on the van. So we had to do a little bit of running for that one afterwards. But that was such a fun trip, and I think to go back our senior year was a good full circle moment. But yeah, sorry, Rose, I had to do that.
I love it.
I want to add.
Yeah.
I want to add. We were all separated in different houses, but the house that I was in, there was this big giant stuffed fish. And me and former teammate Jamie Rader named it Mike Trout. And that was definitely one of the funny memories I have of that trip. And going off of the downpour rain, it was really bad. Like, our cleats were absolutely drenched. Within minutes, there were puddles everywhere. And when we got back, I just remember us laying all of our stuff out in this little garage area that had like a pool table and stuff. And we just laid out everything because it was just drenched. It was really bad. But definitely a fun trip and good one to remember. My favorite by far.
So, you know, how does that trip then compare to, you know, like you said, full circle, you had Florida this year, you know, you started in Tennessee, you know, you made your way down to Florida before coming back to Rock Island. Like, you know, how does this past trip compare to the last one?
I definitely think going like on this trip, because like obviously we went to Florida our freshman year and now going into Florida our senior year, it's completely different, especially because we are now the oldest compared to the youngest. But it's still, we made so many good memories with this team this year, like we did freshman year. I loved our spring break trip this year. I thought it was a great experience. And since we were seniors, we got to go out to dinner with Coach John, which is really, really crazy. And I feel like because our freshman year, we'd always hear about like how the seniors get to go out with their coach and just get to get dinner with them and have like a outside softball conversation that you never really kind of get to do. Like, obviously, we have conversations with John outside of softball, but, like, just being able to sit down with him and just, like, talk about life, that was, like, a really, like, crazy, like, moment to have because we've been waiting for that moment for those, like, 4 years. So that was just a different, like, experience than freshman year. And then also this year we were, like, way closer to the beach. So we got to go to the beach a lot more this year than we did freshman year. So that was kind of a change-up that we got to do. So I thought that was really fun. So, yeah, that's – I enjoyed our spring break trip this year a lot too, like freshman year.
Hannah, Allie.
Yeah, I would say something that really stuck with me this year for Florida was just going to the beach, and we just played catch on the beach. We got our gloves and we're just, you know, taking time to ourselves, and it was really like a cute moment with my team. Like I always remember like how often do I get to play softball on the beach? Like, so that's what really stuck with me this year, definitely.
Yeah, I think it allowed us to get a lot closer to like kind of what we talked about in the beginning. Yeah, it was just like a lot of good bonding moments because obviously we had a lot of like practices and games, but also outside, like going to the beach and, you know, going and like walking around the town. That was really, really nice.
I like it. We'll kind of go back to some individual questions here. So let's start with Kennedy. How do you want to be remembered by your team and the softball, you know, program after you graduate?
My internet's lagging a little bit. Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you want to be remembered by your team and just the softball, you know, softball program after you graduate?
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's deep, right? It's
I really, deep. that's something I wasn't expecting. I really hope like the teammates that played with me just remember me as someone that would push them and want the team and each player individually to get better each practice, but also as someone that they could turn to when they needed a shoulder to lean on. Because I think our class especially, but like the whole team does a really good job of pushing each other. Like if someone's slacking or we're not as a team or individually, we're not given 100%, like we all call it out. And I think it's a great thing that we all do. I just want to be remembered as someone who worked hard, did what I could to help the team improve and help the program improve, but at the same time, someone that if you needed a shoulder to cry on, I was there.
So Megan, a little bit of a different question for you. You know, how has playing softball just, you know, at the collegiate level really shaped, you know, maybe your personal growth and just your overall like leadership skills?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think being in this game for so long, you know, I have gone through some of my toughest days playing this game. Just like mentally, I think this game is very mentally challenging. And I think that's something that I've grown a lot in these past 4 years. I think like having an approach, you know, at the plate and in the field. And then also just, I don't know, just, you know, doing my best to kind of take it game by game and play by play. And my dad always talks about like first pitch mentality and just kind of, yeah, you know, I'm losing my train of thought here. Hold on. I think just like taking it one play at a time and not trying to do too much. And then they sometimes forget to slow down the game. I think I feel rushed a lot of the time. And that's another thing my dad says is you don't have to play fast. You got to play quick. And as much as that sounds the same, it's a different meaning, kind of just go with the speed of the game and kind of your inner clock and let it work throughout the game. And I think that's something I've developed and grown in these past 4 years. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Love it. So, Anna, for I was watching your glove reveal and for your glove pocket, you know, we were talking a little bit about that. You know, you dedicated, you know, your glove to your dad this year. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, why you did that.
Yeah, no. My dad has been a huge, huge person in my life when it comes to softball. I truly do. He has been that role model for me in this sport. Ever since I was a young age, he went from being my coach to being the head commissioner to my travel program to then just being the rock star supportive dad on the sidelines, on the benches. So, yeah, no, he truly has shaped me into the player I am today and also has just taught me valuable life lessons through this sport. So I just wanted to give back to him by making a glove for him and saying, like, hey, this one's for you, and thank you for everything and all the time that you've taken out of your life to give me this awesome experience in this sport. So yeah, that's why I did it. And I'm very grateful that I got the opportunity from this team to do that for him.
That's pretty awesome. I think it's so cool to, you know, the custom gloves and all the unique things that, you know, you ladies do with it, and how you just really personalize it so much. And because it, at the end of the day, it's the extension of you right on the field. So so Allie, we're going to go back to the wall of fame, you know, at the house there. Your dad, Paul, you know, has updated that, and he just seemed like super engaged, just a tremendous kind of support person for you. You know, what type of role has he played, you know, in this, the softball career?
Well, he was my first coach ever. When I was 6 years old, he coached my t-ball team, and he coached me all the way up into my last year of travel ball. He went from like assistant coach to then he was our trainer, because he's a personal trainer, and so he helped like strengthen me. I always say, like, I would not be where I am today without him as a player, but also just like as a person, the way that he raised me. He taught me so many life lessons that I'll carry with me my entire life. And he's been such a great support system too, because, you know, college is so different from like high school and just being back at home. And so when I was going through some really tough times, he was there for me, and he was only like a phone call away. And I'm so grateful to have him as like my mentor and my dad, and knowing that, you know, he's going to be there with for me, you know, whenever I call him. And like now he's talking about like joining co-ed league together after I graduate, and like playing together again, which I'll be excited to do once we get there. But yeah, he's just been an amazing support system, and I know he's going to be listening to this podcast too. So Dad, I love you.
I love it. Well, Hannah, you know, you mentioned on, you know, the player kind of social card, you know, leading up to the game or up to the beginning of the season, you know, as your stepdad was your role model. You know, and as I was just kind of doing some research, you know, on this group, you know, I you know, I saw a ton of pictures of you and him together. So it sounds like, you know, looks like you guys have got a great, you know, great relationship there. So, you know, share some insights maybe as to, you know, why you chose him as your role model.
Yeah, he has been there for me through everything. He's just always helping me become a better person. He's someone I can always talk to with my problems. He was always there to, you know, hit me balls in the outfield. I would say we really... during COVID is really when we had nothing to do. So we would always, every day, we'd be going to the softball field just to like get me better. Is when I really, and that's really when I wanted to take softball seriously, and I really considered taking it to the next level. So he was just working with me day and night. You know, he'd get home from work and we would go right to the field, and he was just always pushing me nonstop, and I just could not appreciate him more. I know in the time, in the moment, we definitely butted heads a lot, but I'm just so grateful for him and what he's done for me.
That's awesome. Then lastly, Rose, for you, you know, as I was, you know, looking at some of those cards, you had put your brother, you know, as your role model. So share some insight, you know, why you chose him.
So I put my brother as my role model because he's someone that I have looked up to since I was little, with just pushing myself like over and beyond to showing what I can do, because my brother wrestled at Iowa State. So I grew up with that exposure to high level sports, especially wrestling, and just the intensity of it and how much you really have to push yourself. So that's something like I carried on with myself when I was younger, especially with my dad helping me a lot and pushing me just as much as he did with my brother. Really taking that knowledge, and like I started weightlifting when I was in eighth grade, and so for some people, like, I thought that was normal, but I guess for some people, like, they didn't start doing it till like high school, and I was like, oh, it was too early, like, I don't know. But my brother's like, you get out, it's okay if the people didn't do it, you just got the let out. So my brother definitely is someone like I would look to, like, especially my freshman year. I'm like, how did you do this? I need help with this. Like, what would you do in these situations? Even if it was about softball stuff, like, yeah, I'd call my dad because I'd be there like, what am I doing wrong? My coaches are saying this. But I'd say in that instance, like, my role models are my dad and my brother, because they mean a lot to me. And like, my dad was my softball helper, my brother was like my student athlete life. How do I balance it? How do I know how to figure stuff out? Like, he helped me understand, like, it's okay to go reach out to teachers and ask for certain types of help. And he really helped me understand that it's okay that I didn't have to go D1 like he did. Like, going D3 is just as important as what he did. And that's something, like, I just loved hearing from him, and he just really understood me.
I love it. That's awesome. All right. So maybe not as serious, because this has come up a lot when I've interviewed a number of, you know, players kind of throughout the year. It's coffee. So, you know, and I know, you know, he and I saw on LinkedIn, you were a part-time barista at Scooters. but I, you know, I've heard Scooters, obviously, though the brew has Starbucks. It seems like Atomic Coffee Bar is like, you know, really popular with Augie students. Like, so, like, what's the opinion from this group on, like, where should we be going to get coffee? Is it Scooters, you know, from Hannah? I don't know if you need some.
Well,
or what?
I love coffee. Coffee is my favorite thing in the world. I newly discovered Kickserve. Oh my gosh, that place is so good. So I've been spending quite some time there. I don't know what, I gave it a try like 4 years ago and I didn't like it. And then I tried it again this year and it was like so good. So I like Kickserve a lot.
Where's that at?
It's in where is it? It's like by,
I think it's by like Walgreens down.
Yeah, it's by Walgreens and like Salvation Army. Wait, right?
Yeah.
It's in Rock Island. It's just a little bit past the Starbucks.
Okay. Not to have to check that out. So, I mean, what's the opinion from the rest of the group here on, on the coffee situation, because I have an Atomic like right over by my house here on off of Brady. They like has a line a mile long constantly.
Atomic.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Allie.
No, I think we're saying the same thing. Atomic is the same thing.
Is it the coffee or is it like the mixed drinks that they make? Like the, I don't even know what you want to call them, but you know, they're like kind of fruity and they have the caffeine in them, you know.
I like energy the mixed drinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Rose agrees. Kennedy, what about you? Oh, Anna, go ahead.
Fun
thing, actually. My sophomore year when I was here, I won Dunkin' for a full year, like free Dunkin' for a year. Nice. So I then became a religious Dunkin' drinker, and I still am. I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee till the day I die.
How'd you win that?
I was just like this like certain like number in the drive through, and then they were like, congratulations, you're this person, like came to the drive through this last one of a year free Dunkin' Donuts, and I thought they were joking with me at first. I was like, nah, that ain't true. I was like, I'm getting right now. This can't be right. No, they were serious. I got like a full bag. I got this little booklet with like a bunch of coupons that you could just scan. Yeah, so
I like it. Anyone else? Any stance on coffee before we move to the next topic? Yeah. So pregame music is always a big part, and you know, as I was going through the lists of this, you know, this group's artists, you know, it's Post Malone, it's SZA, Metro Boomin, had no idea who they were. 17, Tate McRae, Benson Boone. So when it comes to songs that, you know, get you amped up and like ready for the game, you know, what songs or artists, you know, do you all need to listen to, you know, as part of that like pregame routine, whether it's before you get to the field or, you know, once you're at the field?
I have like three songs that I have to listen to.
All right, what's that?
Whether it's before, like while I'm getting ready at my for a home game or less, it's come this year, which is 8-11 Oklahoma Combs. Each year, it like the walk-ups change, so it has to be my walk-up song, and then Higher by Eminem, and then Love Me by Lil Wayne, and it's just the last like Higher and Never Change, and then the third one just changes based off my walk up. They get beats. I don't know what it is. It's just like I always feel a lot better and more. I don't know. I listen to those songs before a game, and then it keeps my head throughout the doubleheader.
Who else?
Yeah. Anna, yeah. Sure. I know personally for me, I have like my workout playlist that I listen to, but there's always one song that I always play before getting out of my car or like getting off the bus, and that's Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. I don't know what it is about that song, but they get you going. So like that's the number one song that I have to listen to before we start warming up.
You know, and this will, I think what you'll find is, you know, at least I still find this with myself. Anytime I'm going to call a baseball game or anytime I'm going over, you know, to the field for football to call a football game, I still have a playlist I play going into it to like get me mentally prepared. And it's like, you know, I always have to be like pulling in, you know, into Carver playing Guns N' Roses. And, you know, It could be a number of them. But you know, it's like, I always got to listen to like, you know, Van Halen's Jump. And then sometimes, you know, depending on how my, what my attitude is feeling like that day, like, you know, I'll kind of fill it in there in between, but Yeah, I've always got to be coming in with like a little appetite for destruction coming in and welcome to the jungle and, you know, pulling in, rocking out. So I don't know if it ever goes away. At least it hasn't for me, nonetheless. All right, well, we've got three more questions. I know we're a little over an hour, so I appreciate everyone's time. I'll ask it and then I'll kind of go, you know, around the room one by one there towards the end. But this question's for Allie, Hannah, and Rose. So, and we'll start with Allie first and then we'll do Hannah and then Rose. If there's one piece of advice you would offer the freshmen of this team, you know, and maybe even some of the sophomores, because, you know, it's still early, you know, in their careers, what advice would you give?
I think one piece of advice I would give is to take it all in, because I think as a freshman myself, I didn't realize how quick the time was going to pass. And now that I'm a senior, I'm like wishing I could go back, you know, like make the most of it. So yeah, I'd say make the most of all the time that you're given with these girls, because essentially you grow up with them throughout like the most important years of your life. And, you know, share the ups and downs with them and be there for each other. And you're going to create long lasting friendships that'll get you through college and, you know, after whatever you end up doing in the future. So,
Hannah, what about you?
Yeah, kind of picking off what Allie had to say, that's what first came to my head, was just to take it all in, take every practice. What else was I going to say? Oh, and don't be afraid to step up and, you know, speak your voice. I have definitely grown these last 4 years. Like, I'm just not the same person I was my freshman year, and I honestly can thank my teammates. I just think it's really important to have everyone's back on and off the field. We are such a great team because we support each other. We have each other's backs. So I just like, you know, take like, you know, sorry, just make sure you're always supporting each other, and, you know, make the most out of it, because we'll be at practice and we'll just have like the worst day ever. And then 5-10 minutes into practice, I'm already in a better mood just because I'm there with the team. So, you know, just
softball makes things better, 100%. Rose.
I think a big one, like, just coming from my experience since freshman year, like, don't compare yourself to other people, because that just doesn't help at all. Like, the more you compare yourself to other people, whether it's on or off the field, like, it's either gonna bring you down or it's gonna make you think things that you really shouldn't think about. And just to really just trust the process and know, like, everything's okay. And how was I gonna say it? Like, everything's okay, and to not rush it. Like, always know, like, don't always try to think of the end result too much and just take it a step at a time. Yeah, because I guess there's just like something I struggled with my freshman, sophomore year, like always comparing myself to people and thinking, oh, they're better than me because they do this, or they're better than me because something else. And it's just not a good way to think like that. And just know, like, comparing yourself isn't gonna do. And just trust yourself and the talent that you have. Even if you're not doing good now, just trust your process and keep pushing yourself, and just know that you're gonna get the result to get to.
Some great pieces of advice spoken like true seniors. I love it. So this last question before we kind of go one more time around the room, so Kennedy, Megan, and Anna, what piece of advice would you offer current juniors? Because, you know, next year they're going to be in your shoes. you know, many of which, you know, the incoming freshmen and current underclassmen, they're just going to naturally look up to them, you know, because they are seniors. So, you know, what piece of advice, and we'll start with Kennedy, would you give to the, you know, the current junior class?
I would probably tell them to, like, don't be afraid to lead. Don't be afraid to put those shoes on and step up, but make sure that you're still enjoying your last year with the team and at Augie. I feel like there were a few moments that I, like this year, I wish I kind of savored. And now I'm looking back and you can't get those moments back. Just, I always tell, take it all in, especially as it's like, you don't realize how fast your last comes. And that's, I think, a lot of the emotion we were all talking about from this past game with Grinnell. So make sure you're still all in, but also don't be afraid to step up and help lead the team.
Megan.
I think for myself personally, coming into this year, I think being senior year, I had the mentality of trying not to, I feel like I compare myself to other players on the team as well, because we have a lot of talent, and sometimes it, you know, makes you question a little bit your role on this team, because there are a lot of us. But I think it being senior year, I, you know, said, screw it, I'm going to just play my game, and I know I'm a good ball player just as much as everybody else is on this team, and you know, I'm going to play this game with the last bit that I got left in me. You know, obviously can't play this game forever, unfortunately. I would if I could. But, yeah, I think just going into senior year with, like, lay it all out there and just enjoy every moment and really appreciate the little things and don't sweat the small stuff.
Anna, lastly, you.
Yeah, no. I definitely think not being afraid to hold people accountable. I know it can be really, really intimidating to kind of call someone out if they're not giving 100% or if they're kind of slacking off. But at the end of the day, you're doing that for your team. So don't be afraid to call someone out if they need to be called out. And also making sure that you keep a positive mindset, especially in front of your teammates. They're looking at you as a leader and they want to see how you're going to react to certain situations. So making sure that you keep that positive mindset and making sure other people stay positive during hard times is really, really important, especially when you're in that leadership position. So, and then also I know the juniors that we have right now, they're going to step up and they're going to do a great job as the next incoming senior leaders. So I truly believe that they're just going to do a great job in general. So yeah, but that's what I would say.
So very mature, way more than I was when I was a senior at Augie. So, well, lastly, before we kind of wrap things up, you know, if there's anyone in particular, you know, you'd like to thank, you'd like to offer a shout out to, whether it be family, friends, coaches, teammates, anyone you want to recognize, you know, over the course of your entire career before we sign off, take as much time as you want. Why don't we start with Hannah?
I honestly want to thank my stepdad again. Once again, thank you for all you put into all the hard work you put in so I could be successful. Just believing in me in times when I didn't believe in myself, never letting me give up, and I honestly wouldn't be the person I am today without him. So thank you.
Love it. Let's go Rose.
I just want to say thank you to my dad for dragging me to the field when I just wanted to sit on the couch and eat a bag of chips. Also, thank you to my best friend, Gabby, for letting me hit with her over the summers, AKA when I was going to become a slapper too. And also,
I just want to thank my beautiful and lovely teammates for pushing me and yourselves to become amazing.
I love it. Allie.
There's like a whole bunch of people I would thank, but first off, my dad and my family for being so supportive of me throughout the last 4 years. I also wanted to thank Coach John just for being, again, like an amazing support system and, you know, allowing me to come back in the way that I was able to, not necessarily as a competitive player, but, you know, still a teammate for the girls, and, you know, helping them in any way that I could. And then finally, to my class of seniors, like, we have been through everything together, and I don't, like, you may not know it, but the last few years have been hard for me, so just having all of you there for me, supporting me, Kennedy, you driving me literally everywhere when I wasn't able to move, and Anna, like, you guys taking me to PT, like, I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm excited to see where all of you go. So, yeah.
Anna, let's go over to you.
Yeah. First, I want to thank God for personally giving me the ability and just the passion to play softball at a collegiate level. I'm truly grateful for that. And then my father, obviously, being there for me and being that drive that I needed to be the best player I could be, and my family, my friends, and most importantly, my teammates and all of you guys. You truly are so special, and I wouldn't trade the world. I wouldn't want to finish out this season with anybody else. I feel like, especially when we started freshman year, we had a little bit more girls than we do now. So just being able to finish out this season with the rest of five of you has been a great honor, and I love every single one of you.
Megan.
I would also think an insane amount of people, but first people obviously that come to mind are my parents. They have just been so supportive of me, regardless of what's going on in life, and also just softball, like, you know, making sure I have everything that I need and driving me to all these tournaments that are miles away, and just fully supporting me and making it to any Augie game that they can. But my dad specifically, he's the most incredible man in my life, and I don't know where I would be without him. And I would not be the player that I am today without him, that's for sure. I'd say that I've made some of my best friends in the sport. Carol, she's back home, one of my best ones. I grew up playing with her, and made some incredible memories. And then I'll be back too. I've really enjoyed the past years with you, and it's crazy to think that it's coming to an end, but I am extremely grateful for the times that I've been able to spend with you guys. So,
all right, Kennedy, bring it home.
I also want to thank God. I owe him everything, and he's done amazing things for me. And I've been dreaming of playing college softball since I was like 10 years old. So to know that my path from him led to college softball, I'm extremely grateful for that. I also want to thank my parents for being the most supportive two people in my life. My dad basically lived at the Access in Moline in April. So I appreciate them doing everything they can to make sure I get to where I am. And then I just wanted to thank you guys and our team, whether we play with them our freshman year, sophomore year, or last year, the girls that made this program and made this experience so worth it. I'm so happy to be closing out my last few games with you guys, and I got a lot of love for all of you.
I love it. Well, that's a great place to wrap things up. So stick around after this. We'll play the little outro video here, but you know, certainly good luck this week. You know, as the number two seed, you know, for those that are watching, if you can't be there in Bloomington, tune in, send all the good vibes and positive energy you can at 6 o'clock. And again, just, you know, all six of you, that's right. All six of you, just thank you so much for coming on, and getting a chance to know you all a little bit more. You know, it's a blessing. It's an honor. I'm humbled, you know, for you to do that and spend some time with me, and, we'll definitely be watching you and supporting you, you know, as you go into the conference tournament. Go kick some ass. Let's take this thing. Don't make it stop. Go to the tourney and just keep it rolling all you can do. So again, to you six, thank you for tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.